My most favorite workshop, Authentic Songwriting, is back and better than ever before. And it's happening from the 27th to the 29th of May. Over 3 days, we will focus on two specific things. First, songwriting lessons aimed at upskilling your writing technique. And secondly, workshops on how you can tap into your unique artistic voice so that you can write the songs that feel like you. You'll also be given a songwriting prompt each day so that you can quickly get started writing your brand new material. I want you to feel excited and proud of the music you make. And if you want this too, then hop on board. There's also a bunch of really cool bonuses like co-create sessions with me and the whole Authentic Songwriting gang on Zoom. We'll have our own cozy private Facebook group to get to know each other and a special bonus workshop to help you finish your songs, plus loads, loads more. I mean, what can I say? I'm such a giver. I can't wait to get started. The doors are open now and they close on Monday the 27th of May at 10 a.m. UK time. So go and grab your space at theradicalmakemusic.com/workshop and I will see you there. Okay, now let's get on to the episode. Hello and welcome back to the Be Radical Make Music podcast with me, Rosie Bands. And today, dear songwriter, we are going to be talking about three reasons why I believe your number one priority must be finishing your songs. If you've ever dreamt of playing your own shows, of releasing records, starting that music career on the side of your full-time job or after your last kid goes off to uni, if you've ever considered having your music on Spotify or making money from your music one day, which is so possible for you, well, here's a hard truth. You're not going to make any progress with your songwriting or any of those plans if you don't learn how to finish your songs. Makes sense, right? You need to have songs to be able to do all those wonderful things and to create those beautiful opportunities. When you're sitting in what I like to call demo-geddon, when you have tons of ideas and loads of fresh material, but very little in the way of completed works, it feels like the music's just piling up around you. And the more that piles up, the more overwhelmed you can feel. And when we get overwhelmed, well, who's our favourite friend when we get overwhelmed? Procrastination. And then we start noticing the hours, days, weeks, months slip by, maybe even years, and we've not went back to writing our songs. We don't want that to happen to us. So these are three reasons, not including the one I've just told you, three more reasons why I believe you must finish your songs. It's your number one priority. So reason number one, when you finish your songs, it makes you feel like a legitimate, real pro songwriter. When you can look back on this catalogue, this repertoire of finished work, wow, it feels great. It validates you and the work and the effort and the time that you've put in. I think this is overlooked so much because I work with lots of songwriters who have imposter syndrome or people who struggle to identify themselves as a songwriter. And a lot of the times when I ask, how many songs have you finished? When was the last time you finished a song? Well, the answer is not very often, not very many. So when you do get to the finish line, wow, everything starts to open up because you can go and develop the song or you can see this wonderful little universe where it could potentially sit in the greater world. It could be a single or an album track, or it could be featured on an advert or in a film, or another band could use it, or you could have another artist perform it. It could be a collaboration in terms of performance. And you just can't judge it until it's done. So if you're wanting to feel like a legit, real pro songwriter, to be able to really feel in control of your work, then we have to get you finishing your songs. Reason number two, it is difficult, almost impossible, to elicit opportunities from a partial unfinished demo. Okay, sometimes, now it's 2023, this stuff works on TikTok or Instagram. However, I bet you money, when you're hearing snippets of small demos and songs from these artists that are blowing up on these platforms, the majority of them Well, they're also making singles. They're growing a following. They're increasing their Spotify streams. They've got some kind of strategy. All of this means that they're finishing songs. And to be able to open doors of opportunity for your music, which might look like gigging, getting a promoter on board. It might look like just getting a band together, or it might be for you simply to start putting your music up on the internet, on Spotify, or to start putting your music up on SoundCloud. Whatever it is, if you're wanting to gain opportunity through your songwriting, well, you have to be comfortable finishing your songs. And this is a longevity question. You want to be writing songs for a while, right? You don't want to write one or two and then that's you done forever. We're here for a reason. We're here on this podcast for a reason. Songwriting is almost a compulsion for some of us. So if you're not finishing your songs, the longevity factor starts to go down. So that's the second reason. And the last reason, number three, why I fully believe it should be, it must be your number one priority to finish your songs, is that you owe it to yourself to see this through. You owe it to yourself to stop giving up. Like, so many people give up when things get a bit hard. And I know it can feel like you're hitting a brick wall and you get stuck and you don't know where to go next. But hear me out, like, songwriting is a craft. It's a skill. Songwriting takes more than just a bit of intuition and a bit of talent. Yes, those things are so, so important. That's what leads us over and over again back to the art of music and songwriting, is our intuition and just our absolute inner artist is taking us there. But when you want to take it to another level, when you want to share it with people, or you're wanting to do something with it, which you're absolutely allowed to want, by the way, there is no shame in wanting to make money from your art if that is something you genuinely want to do for you. If you are wanting to in any way formalize it or just feel more accomplished, then you have to learn how to finish your songs, which means learning the craft of songwriting and the skill of songwriting. And that's a wonderful thing, by the way, because it means that, wow, we're not actually stuck. There is always a way we can learn a bit more, break through barriers, move forward and feel really good about the music we're making. But it does take dedication and it does take hard work. And when you have both of those things and they work together, then moving forward with your songwriting just proves to yourself that you can do this. This is not too hard for you. It's just that we need to guide the work into the right places. So maybe you're thinking, where are those right places? I don't know where I need help from. I don't know how to finish the songs. Well, you can jump into so many things online. There's free challenges, online courses. There's also hundreds of books on songwriting. Even by some of the most famous songwriters that have ever walked the planet have written books about their writing. Or you could do some case studies on your favourite artists. You could learn the skill of deep listening, which is going to enhance your songwriting so much. You can learn music theory. You can jump on YouTube and sit back and enjoy masterclass after masterclass, workshop after workshop. But I want you to think about your favourite songwriters and what did they do when things get hard? What did they do when they feel stuck? Well, I'll tell you something that they don't do. They don't give up. They keep working because they see it as work. They know this is just part of it. This is part of the game. This is part of the process. It's going to get a bit hard every now and then. So, dear songwriter, if you're wanting to move out of this lukewarm water, this water that feels a little bit maybe like an amateur with your songwriting, I hate that word, but that's sometimes how we feel. If you want to start finishing your songs, grow your repertoire, share your music, then please repeat after me. I will do what it takes to finish my next song. Say it one more time. I will do what it takes to finish my next song. Now, like I said, there are many places you can do that and get the help and the support you need. But I also have things for you. I have a free workshop called 3 Simple Steps to Finally Finish That Song. There are multiple dates and times in January. You can come and hop on the workshops totally free. And I'm going to share with you three mind-blowingly simple ways to get yourself out of this demo-geddon, this purgatory, this songwriting purgatory of not finishing your songs, and step into the golden sunshine, the heavenly light of completed work. So, dear songwriter, let's finish our songs together. I'll see you hopefully in the workshop. If not, I'll see you here next week. I'm also currently running a 5-day challenge. Come on, jump in. It's called Authentic Songwriting. I'm here for you. Stay radical. Keep writing your music. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.